Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
We are learning a lot more about what happened in Nashville. We are also learning a lot about those who are pushing for political ideology over actually getting answers, including now Barack Obama, who has falsely claimed, as many other Democrats have over the last 24 hours, that guns are the number one killer of children. That is not true, and it should be fact-checked. President Barack Obama tweeted his response to the Nashville Christian School shooting by repeating the narrative, the false claim that guns are the number one killer of children. On March 23rd, 2023, actor Billy Porter made the same false claim, screaming that the, quote, leading cause of death in children are guns during appearance on ABC's The View. Porter's claim, which is now Obama's claim as well, and countless other Democrats, became a common thing among leftists, and the fact-checkers have not been fact-checking them since last year when they started pushing this narrative. Now, what we know, and it comes down to the facts, is that this is not true. Fox News ran a story titled, Guns Now the Leading Cause of Death for U.S. Children, per the CDC. And that's where a lot of people are saying, no, see, the CDC has got it right. They've even fact-checked us, and they're saying that we are accurate, that the number one cause of children, right, in this country, as the CDC put it, is gun violence. Well, the story noted that the CDC figures show firearm-related deaths of people ages 0 to 19, totaling 4,368 in 2020, while motor vehicle deaths for the same age was at 4,038. And during a June 2nd, 2022 speech, President Joe Biden reacted to the CDC figures by claiming guns are the number one killer of children. This is the narrative, so therefore you must want to go out there and ban this right away. Well, guess what? If you dig into the CDC figures and you actually look at what their claim is, well, the numbers are wrong. They had to count to get it to be number one, 18 and 19-year-olds as children. But if one does a custom search on the CDC's website to adjust the category of actual children to include those only between the ages of 0 and 17, only those below voting and military age, then the outcome completely flips. One sees that the numbers of firearm-related deaths for children 0 to 17 was actually just 2,281 in 2020, while the number of motor vehicle deaths for the same age group was 2,503, meaning the CDC had to lie to you to get the headline that they wanted you to believe so they can now be pushing this narrative. This is not being done by accident because we all know that a 19-year-old is not a child. Why would you count a 19-year-old unless you're trying to cook the books? That is a question that they should have to answer for at the CDC. And it's probably because the left and Joe Biden said, I want the numbers to say the number one killer of children in this country are guns, so that every time there's a shooting, like the one in Nashville, we can lie to the American people and tell them this. Let's also be clear. When was the last time we counted 18-year-olds as children? Everybody knows that at the age of 18, you are what? An adult. This is not some secret. This isn't a number that's changed recently. Everybody knows that at the age of 18. So for them to manipulate the numbers, they had to count 2 years, 18 and 19-year-olds, to try to get the numbers where they could then come out and say, see, guns are the number one killer of children. This is disgusting, by the way. It's disgusting because the CDC numbers for children 0 to 19 shows that individuals are 27 times more likely to die in an accidental car accident death instead of an actual gun death. But they don't want you to know that. That's why the president has come out, or former president, Barack Obama, saying that this is the case when it's actually not true at all. We also know more about this woman who did this. We know that apparently she texted a friend on social media saying that she didn't want to live anymore. She was dealing with mental health issues. She was actually under medical care for mental health issues. And she now is the second transgendered, quote, female killer in mass shooter in the last 4 years alone. This shooter, we also know, chose this school because it was unprotected. It was a gun-free zone, and there was no one there with a firearm to stop her. So she had free rein until the police actually showed up. And when the police showed up, she was actually shooting at the police at the time the police were able to shoot her and take her out. The Nashville Police Department, I also want to make it clear, are heroes. The video, the body cam video of the two officers that end up shooting this transgendered woman, their body cam video was released. And let me tell you, their body cam video was truly amazing. It was incredible. Now, they have given a new update about this mass shooting in Nashville, and I want you to hear what police had to say about it.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you again for being here. Just a brief update of what we know right now. We've interviewed the parents of Audrey Hale, and we've determined that Audrey bought 7 firearms from 5 different local gun stores here legally. They were legally purchased. 3 of those weapons were used yesterday during this horrific tragedy that happened. We know that they felt that she had one weapon and that she sold it. She was under care, doctor's care, for an emotional disorder receiving, but her parents felt that she should not own weapon. Impression that was when she sold the one weapon that she did not own anymore. As it turned out, she had been hiding several weapons within the house. We also don't have a motive at this time. We feel that these students that were targeted were randomly targeted. There was not any particular student that they were that she was looking for at the time of the incident. And that's what we know as I speak. And we'll take any questions
that you have. Can you give us any more details about that manifesto?
What was in the manifesto?
So in the manifesto, there's several different writings about other locations. There were locations, there was talks about the school. There was a map of the school, a drawing of how potentially she would enter and the assaults that would take place. It's quite a bit of writing to it. I have not read the entire manifesto. Our team and the FBI have been working on this.
Chief, can you clarify where exactly the victims were located? You mentioned the common area. Were they all together, the students and the adults at the same time? Where were they?
So they were spread out in different locations. When I went into the actual church, the kids had already been transported to the hospital. Also, the two of the adults, I did see the head school person. And she was in the hallway by the office. That's the only one. They were spread out. Wasn't in one common area, but they were spread out.
Chief Drake, can you talk about the response in terms of targeting other buildings, other places?
There was some writings in the manifesto about other locations, but as far as it being an actual target, I can't confirm that at this time.
Chief, can we talk about your body cam footage? Do you feel like your officers did everything right?
One at a time,
sorry.
Amber Walker with CNN. Just about the six victims who were killed. Where exactly were they? Were they walking through the hallways when this happened? And I also heard peripherally that perhaps the head of the school may have ran towards the shooter.
It's very possible the head of the school could have done that. I can't confirm that one way or the other. I do know she was in the hallway by herself. There was a confrontation, I'm sure. You can tell the way she was laying in the hallway. There was the custodian, the African-American, and she shot through the door to enter. She sprayed rounds through the glass, striking him. You could see where he came to rest. As far as the others, they were just spread out in different locations. I can't say it was a confrontation, but they were met. She met the head person in the hallway.
So she was probably the first
this man
to be
right
shot?
Here.
Yeah.
Thank you. Chief, you mentioned the guns, the multiple guns, and that the shooter was under the care of a doctor. Is there any law in this state that would have allowed police to take those guns away from this person had it been reported?
If it had been reported, there's not a law for that, but had it been reported that she was suicidal or that she was going to kill someone and had been made known to us, then we would have tried to get those weapons. But as it stands, we had absolutely no idea actually who this person was, if she even existed.
So. Chief, can you talk a little?
I want to stop there for a second because you can hear the narrative from those in the national media, right? What you just heard there in the national media response was, hey, you know, in this state, right? Because that reporter clearly saying in this state, meaning that this reporter's from out of state. In this state, is there a law that says you can take away guns from people? He's like, we could have taken away these guns. We could have, but we didn't know about this person. She bought her guns legally. She bought these guns legally. So would have new gun laws have stopped this shooting? The answer is based on what we just heard, no. So is that going to stop the Democrats and the president from demanding gun control? Of course not. Why would it? Now, before I get into more of this story, I want to say thank you and tell you about our good friends at Augusta Precious Metals. They are different because they will even tell you if a gold IRA isn't your answer. They give you just the facts. Now, Augusta Precious Metal is all about protecting your IRA and your 401k. They're great people at a great conservative company. They're great people at a great conservative company. They understand right now that it's crazy with our economy, and it's extremely important, especially if you're close to retirement, to protect your assets because there's no time to make up losses. So if you've saved $100,000 or more, then you should take a look at their free guide, and you should really sign up for something that I've done. It's a web conference where you talk to a top individual about gold IRAs and your 401k. Check them out and get the peace of mind that you're protecting your hard-earned assets when you get really close to retirement. 877-4, the number 4, Gold IRA. 877-4, Gold IRA. Or visit them online at AugustaPreciousMetals.com. Say I sent you, and they will pay your fees for up to 10 years. That's AugustaPreciousMetals.com, 877-4, Gold IRA. You look at what has happened in just the hours since this shooting took place, and immediately you had a president calling for gun control. They could have passed a bunch of gun control laws. It would have had no impact on the shooting. They're calling and demanding for background checks. She bought these guns, we're being told, legally and hid them from her family. These guns could have been taken away from her if she wouldn't have hid them from her family. Her family believed that she only had one gun in their house and not six that she had purchased. They said she sold one. She thought they had none after that. She was under doctor's care. She had mental health issues. Anyone that believes that they're the opposite sex of what they are clearly deals with mental health issues. And I don't mean that in a mean way. I'm being honest about it, though. We don't need to normalize that. But what you notice is what the Democrats are advocating for today with gun control would not have had any impact on this historic event, this horrific event. You know, Joe Biden today, again, trying to fearmonger and lying to the American people, had this to say about AR-15s, which is a lie.
You know, I know you see on television, it's not just merely the weapon in terms of its that it's semi-automatic in effect, but the velocity with which it comes out of that muzzle, what it does when it hits the body. Most bullets would go just straight through and out, leaving little, but it blows up once it's inside your body. What in God's name? What in God's name does anyone need that for in America?
I have no idea, honestly, what he's talking about, because an AR-15 bullet, he says it blows up once it's inside your body. That's not true. It doesn't. In fact, many times you can be shot with an AR-15 and it will go right through. If it doesn't hit a major artery, you're good. There are men and women that have been shot with AR-15s and or the round, you know, 7.62, 5.56, that have continued in the fight because it did not, thank goodness, hit anything. The idea that we have a president out there who's lying today saying AR-15 bullets blow up inside of you once they're in your body, that's not true. Biden also lied again today when he said this about assault weapons leaving the White House.
I have gone the full extent of my executive authority to do on my own anything about guns.
And we're the president.
The Congress has to ask. The majority of the American people think having assault weapons is bizarre. It's a crazy idea. They're against that. And so I think the Congress should be passing an assault weapon. And I want to remind you, the last time we passed the assault weapon, violence went down. Naturally went down. What's going on? I mean, it was 9 years.
So
I can't do anything except plead with the Congress to act reasonably. I've spoken with everyone down there, from the mayor to the senators to all the players. I spoke with the chief of police today. I've spoken to all of them. What I don't want to do, I've been too many of these myself, as you know. Always starting way back in the match.
President there then walks off to get on Marine One. Biden, I have gone to the full extent of my executive authority to do my own anything about guns. Wait. He went on to say, Congress has to act. The majority of American people think that assault weapons is bizarre. It's a crazy idea. They're against that. Well, guess what? That's also a lie. Majority of Americans are not against you having the right to own a gun. Law-abiding citizens having the right to own a gun. The Nashville, PD said that the school shooter had written about several other locations in her manifesto. Listen to this part of that press conference.
Questions
she
again.
Can you give us any more details about that manifesto?
What was in the manifesto?
So in the manifesto, there's several different writings about other locations. Talks about the school. There was a map of the school, a drawing of how potentially she would enter and the assaults that would take place. It's quite a bit of writing to it. I have not read the entire manifesto. Our team and the FBI has been working on this.
You look at this shooter. She was a troubled individual who clearly dealt with mental health issues the same way that four other transsexual mass shooters have done the same thing in less than the last 5 years. We've had four people identified as transsexual committing mass shootings. In November of 2018, there was a man who identified as a woman, wounded three and killed three after opening fire at his place of employment in Maryland. In May of 2019, a Colorado woman who identified as a male shot up a school, killing one and wounding eight. In November of 2022, a Colorado man shot up a gay nightclub, killing five and wounding 18, identified as transsexual. And then on Monday, a 28-year-old Audrey Elizabeth Hale, a woman who identified as a man, entered a Nashville Christian elementary school with a firearm. She murdered three adult staffers and three 9-year-old children. In less than 5 years, That's four mass shootings committed by people who make up about one half of 1% of the population. So if you want to do the math on that, that works out to around 2.75 mass shootings per million transsexuals over the last 4 years. Now, suppose the roughly 325 million American heterosexuals committed mass murder at that exact rate. In that case, you'd be talking about somewhere around 900 mass shootings over 4 years. And I'm talking about real mass shootings, schools and place of employment, not the new, you know, BS mass shooting fabricated by fake news outlets. Here's something else, by the way, you may not know. Did you know that we used to list gender dysphoria as a mental illness? And then the LGBTQIA plus liberals got together and demanded that gender dysphoria, where you believe you're the opposite sex of what you actually are, what your DNA says you are, they demanded that it no longer be stigmatized as a mental illness. And they got it removed. They got it delisted. Let me give you that headline just so you know that, again, we used to deal with gender dysphoria as a true mental health issue. We didn't embrace it, right? We didn't try to normalize it. We didn't advocate for kids to do it like they do over at Disney. We actually treated it as a mental health issue. Well, the World Health Organization will no longer, this is their big celebration, will no longer categorize being transgendered as a mental disorder. The World Health Organization, another headline, will stop classifying transgender people as having a mental disorder. The World Health Organization, another headline, will no longer categorize being transgender as a mental disorder after a major resolution to amend its health guidelines was approved on May the 25th, back in 2019. The United Nations Health Agency approved a resolution to remove gender identity disorder from its global manual of diagnoses in a move that will have a, quote, liberating effect on transgendered people worldwide, a Human Rights Watch said. According to the newly revised version of the International Classification of Diseases, known as the ICD-11, known as the World Health Organization, gender identity disorders have been reframed as gender incongruence. Gender nonconformity is now included in a chapter on sexual health. So not only did we take it off of the list of mental health issues, right? We removed it from the disorder list. We then reframed it. We repackaged it to make people feel better about themselves under the LGBTQIA activist flag as a chapter where we actually expand it on sexual health. Rather than being listed with mental disorders, as was previously the case, activists are now hoping that this will be implemented worldwide. And guess what happened? That's exactly what has happened. In several countries around the world, the process of medically transitioning gender is based on the now outdated ICD framework, which classified being transgendered as a gender identity disorder, mental health issue, under the category of mental disorders. In Japan, for example, the law requires those seeking to transition gender to have a diagnosis of gender identity disorder and to be sterilized before their new gender identity can be reflected on official documentation. UN member states, of which Japan is one, are now responsible for putting the ICD-11 into practice at a national level, a lengthy process that's been given a target deadline of January the 1st of 2022. All right, before I get into that, I want to talk to you real quick about our friends over at Patriot Mobile. They are now offering a performance guarantee. If you're not happy with your coverage, you can switch between the three major carriers for free. Yeah, Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage on the best G4 and G5 networks, the same network and towers you're using right now. The difference is not only do you get the same great quality that you're used to, but they actually are a company that fights to preserve our God-given rights and freedoms. So this year, resolve to stop spending your money with companies that don't align with your values. In fact, actually fight against what you believe in. Switch to Patriot Mobile. You'll be supporting First and Second Amendment groups, the rights of unborn children, and even helping with adoptions. It is easy to switch. Call them right now or go online to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. That's patriotmobile.com/Ferguson or call them 878-PATRIOT. You're going to get free activation with the offer code Ferguson. That's 878-PATRIOT or patriotmobile.com/Ferguson.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 election is upon us, and the war on masculinity in America today is more blatant than ever. I want you to know that now is the time to choose strength and vitality over weakness and complacency. The problem is men's testosterone levels are off a cliff historically, at all-time low. And isn't that what the liberal elite want? A weak and docile underclass. Thankfully, the Patriots at Chalk, CHOQ, are here to help real American men take back the right to proudly maximize their masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now look, I've been taking the Chalk Male Vitality Stack for over a year now, and it works. Period. It's manufactured right here in the U.S. Chalk's natural herbal supplements are clinically proven to have game-changing effects on your energy, your focus, your mood. And guess what? Over the last year, I've lost almost 50 pounds because I'm working out again and I feel so much more active than I ever had before, especially hitting over 40. So maximize your masculinity today at Chalk, CHOQ.com. Use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any subscription for life. That's CHOQ.com. Promo code Ben for lifetime savings on any subscription. Limited time offer, subscriptions cancelable anytime. CHOQ.com, promo code Ben. You want to know what else wasn't a good idea? To have the media lie to mentally unstable group of people about how they are the target of a non-existent hate group? Because that's what happens when you do this. When you go to the LGBTQIA community and you tell them, the trans community, right, that they are under siege, they respond. We know they responded because many of these trans maniacs launched a trans day of vengeance while the corporate and taxpayer-funded media told these same maniacs to purchase firearms. I'm not joking. This actually happened, and I'm just not going to sit back here and say no to this anymore. NPR ran a headline February the 26th of 2023. Meet the queer people who practice shooting to defend themselves from hate groups was the headline that they ran. So don't tell me I'm making this up. A group of gay and trans people gather regularly in the woods of New Hampshire to practice shooting. They want to be ready to defend themselves from the hate groups that are out to get them. Mass shooting targeting LGBTQ spaces and the rise in anti-trans rhetoric have inspired some queer people to take up arms, NPR says. New Hampshire Public Radio's Todd Bookman joined the monthly gathering of a gun group that sees firearms the key to their own self-defense. And as you might imagine, the story does include the sound of gunfire. So there's NPR for you doing an entire segment on this, right? They want you to buy into this, that if you're trans, you need to grab a gun. And you need to be ready to fight back because there's a bunch of people out there that hate you. They want to destroy you, right? That's what they're doing here. Purchase firearms, right? Do it now. You better hurry up and do it. And if you don't do it, well, then what happens? There's also others out there that have been advocating for a trans day of revenge to the point where it's been taken down from many social media sites, not before the shooting that happened in Nashville, but afterwards. I was going to read you some of that, but when we went to click on the links that we did in our show prep, they're all of a sudden gone. We should have printed it out. Now they're like, oh, can't have that up, right? No, that's something we can't do. But the headline and the stigma is still there, right? These people, if you're in trans group, you need to defend yourself from all the hate groups out there that are doing all these things to you, which is, by the way, not actually happening. There's one last thing I do want to say. If you haven't watched the video, and I'm not encouraging or saying do or don't, but if you do watch it, the video, the body cam video that's been released by the Nashville Police Department of these heroes, it's unbelievable. It is unbelievable. What I mean by that is these men did it right. I hope the rest of the country will watch these videos. I hope they will be used as case studies. The policemen, when they showed up in the body cam video, they knew that every second counted and every moment they waited, if they waited, could cost people their lives. They knew it. They understood it. Okay? They understood it. They knew it. And they went in and they were heroes and they risked their lives and they were heroes. They were incredible heroes. They went in there and did everything they could to protect and defend these kids. They knew they were dealing with a demonic killer. They knew that anybody that goes into a school and does this is a demonic killer. You look at the pictures that have come out of this woman trying to be a man, and you could clearly tell there was something wrong with this individual. We also been told that she messaged one of her friends on social media saying, quote, this is my last goodbye. I love you. See you again in another life. Audrey, in parentheses, Aiden. Audrey, you have so much more to life to live, her friend wrote back. I pray God keeps and covers you. She wrote back, I know, but I don't want to live. I'm so sorry. I'm not trying to get up to upset you or get attention. I just need to die. I want to tell you first because you're the most beautiful person I've ever seen and known all my life. My family doesn't know what I'm about to do. One day this will make more sense. I've left more than enough evidence behind, but something bad is about to happen. That is a person dealing with mental health issues. In that moment, I feel sorry for that person. That they think this is their only option. That they think this was their only option. And that really does make me sad. But when you try to normalize and you take it off the list with no basis in reality that's no longer a mental health issue, you're not treating the person who is dealing with mental health. We know that she was under a doctor's care for mental health. They've said that. The family said that. The police said that. Everybody said that. Well, could it be that the biggest problem was she actually believed that she was a dude? But we didn't treat that because we've normalized that now, right? That's normal. That's completely normal, totally normal. Every bit of it's normal. It's disgusting. These police officers who went in there and did what they did in this video, clearing room, going up against locked doors, finally finding the woman and shooting her, taking her down, knowing that if they, every moment that went by, they another person's life could be taken. They were heroes in this school. God bless them. These police officers did an amazing thing. These police officers did exactly what they were supposed to do. They did it perfectly. They took down that shooter. They took her down as they should have. But it still goes back to what I've been saying. Why are we protecting our money with more urgency than we are protecting our children in our schools? We have guards to protect our money. We have special doors to protect our money. And we don't have that for our kids in our schools. And what are the Democrats doing right now? They're trying to tell you, oh, background checks, background checks, background checks. That's what they keep saying. Background checks, background checks, background checks. Would have had no bearing on this shooting. Democrats want you to say, ban guns, ban guns, ban guns, ban guns, ban guns. Ban them at all costs. She bought these guns legally. You could have passed a hell of a lot of laws that would have had no impact on this shooting. It is truly sad what we have normalized in this country. It is only making things worse. And until we start fighting back and saying it is a mental disorder to believe that you're in the wrong sex, and we go back to treating it as a mental health issue, this will continue to happen at record numbers that are far ahead of any other group of people in society. You don't normalize a mental health issue just to check a woke box. That is what we've done, and that means that people that need help, clearly like this girl, needed help, didn't get the help that she needed. Make sure you share this podcast with your family and your friends. I'm sure there'll be more breaking news on this, and I will see you back here tomorrow. So a couple years ago, I hit 40 years old, and man, did things change. I didn't have the same strength and vitality that I had before, and I didn't have what I wanted, and that was the ability to work out and have a blast doing it. So then the pounds started packing on. Well, thank goodness I found Chalk, C-H-O-Q, and they're helping real American men just like you maximize your masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, I've been taking the Chalk Vitality Stack for over a year now, and not only am I working out, I've now lost 50 pounds. So if you're ready to maximize your masculinity today, go to Chalk, C-H-O-Q.com, and use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any Chalk subscription for life. C-H-O-Q.com, code Ben, limited time offer. Subscription is cancelable at any time. Chalk.com.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota #4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.